You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Be sure to join us tomorrow at the Illinois Farm Economics Summit, or on Friday. Tomorrow we'll be in Carlisle at Brett's Winery, and on Friday we'll be at the I Hotel. Registration is $75. Walk-ins are welcome. We open the doors at 7:45 a.m. Drew Lerner is now here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed. I think that we're going to be able to have some good travel weather coming up before too long, but we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Yeah, well, let's not start there, but rather in Argentina, because, well, we're in the business of agriculture, so we want to know whether the rainfall is in or out of the forecast.
Well, it looks like it is in the forecast, and the question is how far in is it? We are going to see good rainfall distributions across Argentina from Thursday, that's tomorrow, all the way into Saturday. Everybody should get impacted by rain at one time or another. The question is how good will it be? Will it soak down deep into the ground or leave us a little bit lacking on moisture? And I think we're going to have a little bit of both, to be honest with you. Some of those interior northern areas may have a tough time getting the kind of rain they need to bolster the soil moisture down below the top few inches of soil. We will see a fair amount of rain in some locations. Certainly the heart of the corn and soybean producing area, I think, will do relatively well. So I don't think there's much incentive for a widespread serious issue here, but some of those northern fringes of crop country will continue to need some additional follow-up rain. There is another system that comes along at the end of next week, more likely the following weekend. This would be New Year's weekend. And we would probably see another round of showers and thunderstorms. I do think the models are just a little too aggressive with rain on that as well. So we'll have some scattered showers, but I'm not convinced, again, that it will be a big soaking for that period of time.
And if this begins to fix some of the problems there, does that mean South America as a whole is in pretty good shape for the growing season?
Yeah, I really do think that that's the case. Certainly Brazil's in great shape, and the areas that have been drying down recently in the south are going to get some favorable rainfall here over the coming week, and that leaves Argentina really as the biggest area of concern outside of maybe the far northeast corner of Brazil, but just like we've said before, that northeast area just isn't a huge contributor to the overall bottom line for Brazil. So definitely South America at this point in time doesn't look too bad, although it is very important to keep in mind that we still have a very serious dryness issue underway today in Argentina, especially the north half of the production region. But if we get the rain tomorrow into Saturday, it'll be a much better scenario, but still one that has to be monitored additionally.
And finally, here in the United States, white Christmas and then cold weather.
Yeah, certainly it's going to be cold, that's for sure. The question on the white Christmas business is whether or not we're going to get the snow to occur at the right time to qualify for such a thing. I think it's probably going to happen after Christmas as we go into the second half of next week, and more likely New Year's weekend. I think we'll have a big storm system moving through parts of the Midwest, and that will leave us with some snow. But the holiday itself, the Christmas holiday coming up, I don't think we're going to have to worry about much snow. A little bit of snow in the Great Lakes region, but whatever falls across parts of the region shouldn't be a big travel issue, at least not for that particular holiday. We'll watch real closely for the latter part of next week, though.
We'll talk with you not next week, but in the first week of January next time around. Thanks so much, Drew.
You bet. Have a great holiday.
You too. That's Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.